Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, October the 24th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. We see the events that are taking place around us, and we know that they are the literal fulfillment of everything that you have told us. We ask that you would continue to give us the strength, the endurance, and the faith that is necessary, that we might walk with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to share an article with you from the NPR website, National Public Radio website. And the article was published on August the 18th, 2020. The writer of the article is Sarah McCammon, M-C-C-A-M-M-O-N. And the title of the article is, After Falwell's Departure, Liberty Students Worry About Their School and Its Faith. The title of the article again, After Falwell's Departure, Liberty Students Worry About Their School and Their Faith. Here's the article. Students at Liberty University are returning to school in Lynchburg, Virginia, in the coming days, in the midst of a pandemic, a contentious presidential election, and tumult on their campus. The conservative Christian College is now under new leadership after President Jerry Falwell Jr. agreed to take an indefinite leave of absence this month, following a series of scandals that culminated with a controversial vacation photo posted online. Liberty has long been at the center of white evangelical political activism, and Falwell has been a leading evangelical supporter of President Trump. Some students said they're feeling conflicted about their leaders. Like his father, the late Reverend Jerry Falwell Sr., the younger Falwell had been a vocal supporter of Republican politics, but he's been known more for his business acumen than for his religious devotion. His father worked so hard to build a legacy, said Caroline Remhart, 21 years old, a rising senior from Ohio who is studying government at Liberty. One person's actions are threatening that, and I think that's very bad. Reinhart, that's Caroline Reinhart, said she was pleased to see Falwell go after a series of high-profile scandals, including certain business deals and accusations of racial insensitivity. He agreed to an indefinite leave of absence after he shared a vacation photo on Instagram that showed him with his pants unzipped next to a woman who was not his wife. Her shorts were also unzipped. Falwell recently told a local radio station that the photo was taken in good fun and that the woman was his wife's assistant and that she couldn't zip up her pants because she's pregnant. I've apologized to everybody and I promised my kids I'm going to try to be a good boy from here on out, Falwell said in the interview. Falwell has not responded to requests for comment from NPR, and Liberty University has declined requests for interviews with Falwell and the interim president, Jerry Prevost. It's not clear whether Falwell will return, but Reinhard worries he's sullying the reputation not just of Liberty, but also of her faith. If what he says and does not demonstrate good Christian values, or what Christians say they are valuing, then that will affect our witness and hurt our witnesses, Reinhart said, referring to the belief that Christians should live out their faith in a visible way that will encourage others to believe in salvation through Jesus. Reinhart also is concerned about Falwell's prominent support for Trump. I think at times he presents himself in a way that suggests that he's almost sees Trump as an idol. I think he just excuses everything that goes on, and that's not acceptable, Reinhart said. Still, Reinhart said she's leaning towards voting for Trump because she aligns with many of his policy positions. Nick Nary, a 20-year-old Liberty senior from Bent Mountain, Virginia, has similar concerns about Falwell. "It just feels like he's just clowning around," Nary said. "At some point, it doesn't really feel like he acknowledges or understands the full weight of his actions." Like Reinhart, Nary often dislikes the way Trump talks or tweets. He said tearing other people down is not the line with our view of Christian values. But Nary said he plans to vote for Trump in November for policy reasons also. Even so, Nary worries about what Falwell's behavior and vocal support for Trump will mean for Liberty graduates. If someone graduates from Liberty University and they're going out to an employer and they don't want to hire them because of Jerry Falwell Jr.'s antics, Nary said, I would hate that to be associated with someone's character because they might have had 50 million other reasons they went to Liberty. As the son of a faculty member at Liberty, Isaac Liu has lived in the Lynchburg area since high school. He's now a junior there, studying mechanical engineering. "I think Falwell ultimately is a symptom of the problem in the modern-day evangelical movement in America," Liu said. Liu said he was pleased to see Falwell ousted, at least for now, but that alone will not solve what he sees as a larger problem at Liberty and in evangelical Christianity as a whole. Liu, who supported Vice President Joe Biden, said many of his friends on campus are put off by the association with Trump. "I think a lot younger evangelical Christians really notice that Christianity is losing cultural relevance due to that hypocrisy and are speaking out and working towards change within evangelical Christianity itself." There is some change within evangelicalism, and Michelle Margolis, a political scientist at the University of Pennsylvania, makes the point. Young white evangelicals are more progressive on issues such as immigration and LGBTQ rights, for example. But as a whole, Margolis said, evangelicals younger than 29 don't seem to be moving away from the Republican politics of their parents and grandparents in large numbers. These folks look like people 65 plus on certain issues. They are still far more conservative than their non-evangelical counterparts at their age. Margolis said there's evidence that young evangelicals with more progressive beliefs may be leaving the faith, but those who stayed aren't dramatically changing their politics. As for Liberty students, such as Reinhart, it's a similar story. "I wouldn't leave a school I love just because one man can't behave," she said. So that's the article that I thought I'd share with you today. And National Public Radio website, published August the 18th, 2020, dealing with the fact that Jerry Falwell has some of the students in the school thinking very seriously about the reputation that they will absorb just being there. The title of the article again: "After Falwell's Departure, Liberty Students Worry About Their School and Their Faith." There's one other article along the same trend, but I'd like to share this one with you, also found in the National Public Radio website. This one was published on August the 25th, 2020. The writer of that article is Samantha Rapselson. Actually, there were two other individuals who helped her to write that, and that is Vanessa Romo and Sarah McCammon. The title of this article is "Free at Last," said Jerry Falwell Jr. after resigning as head of Liberty University. Imagine that. The title again, "Free at Last," says Jerry Falwell Jr. after resigning as head of Liberty University. Here's that article. Liberty University President Jerry Falwell confirmed Tuesday that he's resigning from his post following allegations of sexual behavior that flouted the school's honor code. Appropriately, Martin Luther King Jr.'s final words from the iconic I Have a Dream speech, he used those same words, free at last. Falwell told NPR that he's stepping down from his role as the university in Lynchburg, Virginia, saying that he is free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. That is exactly what he said. That's the way I feel, the 58-year-old Falwell added. He also insisted that despite the scandal, he had accomplished all he had hoped to do at the school. I'm leaving because I think I've done all I can do. It's better to leave at the top, Falwell declared. His departure also spears further embarrassment for university officials, he said, noting that I have not broken any rules that apply to a staff member at Liberty. The Liberty University Board of Trustees said it approved Falwell's resignation as president, chancellor, and member of the board of directors on Tuesday morning after Falwell sent his letter of resignation through his attorney late Monday night. The board, composed of a mix of alumni, pastors, and business executives, active and retired, used most of its meeting to focus forward on the university's future and steps that could be taken to ensure it remained true to its mission. The university said in a statement, the board sets its next meeting in Lynchburg to settle and select a search committee for a new president. The announcement comes after a confusing 24 hours in which Falwell denied reports that he was resigning. The controversy began Monday when a Liberty official told several news outlets, including NPR, that Falwell had resigned. Falwell later contradicted those reports in interviews with Virginia Business and Politico. Later, however, the university released a statement that said Falwell had agreed to resign earlier Monday, but then backtracked. At that time, Falwell told NPR via a text message that things were still up in the air. Falwell, a leading evangelical ally of President Trump, steps down from Liberty after Reuters reports Monday that his former business partner, Guerrero Granda, claimed he was engaged in a long-term relationship with Falwell and his wife. Now that person is a man, okay? Becky, in which Granda engaged in sexual acts with the wife while Falwell looked on. The day before the report was published, Falwell told the Washington Examiner that the relationship, which he described as his wife's affair, was a fatal attraction situation in which a former family friend tried to extort from the Falwell's money. Falwell told NPR that his focus on Liberty after taking over the presidency in 2007 likely led to his wife's indiscretions. During that time, I kind of neglected my wife and kids because I was so immersed in Liberty and making sure it was successful. And that's probably what caused Becky's mistake, he said. In the interview with NPR, Becky Falwell said, that's his wife now, Becky Falwell said she felt awful about the situation. Imagine having to tell your kids that you messed up, she said. We have great kids and we're blessed that they're forgiving and they love us. And we have a great family. The university, which was founded by Falwell's late father, the Reverend Jerry Falwell Sr., abides by a strict honor code that states sexual activity is only permitted between one man and one woman within marriage. Jerry Falwell Jr.'s departure comes after he agreed to take an indefinite leave of absence earlier this month for posting a racy vacation photo on Instagram that showed him with his pants unzipped alongside a woman who is not his wife. Falwell is no stranger to controversy. In June, he faced scrutiny for tweeting a racist yearbook photo of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, wearing blackface. Last year, more than 24 current and former Liberty University officials described a culture of fear at the institution and questionable business dealings directed at Falwell. Some Liberty students have also expressed discontent with Falwell's strong vocal support for Trump, which many said is not appropriate for the leader of a conservative evangelical Christian university. Falwell's father was also known for his political activism in support of conservative candidates. Falwell was the fourth president of Liberty University. He served as general counsel before his father's death in 2007, according to the Liberty University statement. In his time as president, the school said Falwell significantly boosted the school's public profile, leading more than $1 billion of campus construction projects and increasing enrollment in the university by 100,000 students. To 100,000 students. You rely on NPR for trustworthy reporting. This report, we hope that you enjoyed. All right, so now we've got two articles from the National Public Radio. And the interesting thing about this is what I found really amazing is the statement that he used after he resigned. Free at last, thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Obviously, he was under some pressure of doing the work that he was doing. He probably didn't even want to be there in the first place. And obviously, it seemed to have conflicted with his normal or his natural lifestyle. But, you know, what has happened with him is something that we need to be careful with, something that we all need to be guarded against. It is very easy to act and to take measures that ultimately will embarrass us and to place us in a time when we are not really acting the way we ought to act, being misled by the power from beneath. Liberty University, as we said just now, has about 100,000 students. I think there are about 20,000 on campus and another 80,000 worldwide, doing all kinds of virtual courses of every sort. They also are a direct connection to the Trump administration, supporting him in every way and providing the kind of help that is necessary for the president and his cabinet on every level. Jerry Falwell is just one of those far-right evangelicals who are engaged with the whole concept of the Trump administration. That would be Jerry Falwell Jr., Franklin Graham Jr., Robert Jeffries, and a number of other names, Pat Robertson, etc. These men you know well from seeing them on the television. But you need to understand that this is not just about an intellectual institution. But Liberty University has pretty much become a political institution as well. You and I need to understand that the beginning of what we're seeing here is something that will just be expanded over time. And we need to make sure that we're ready for all of the things that God has warned us concerning. Our lives are going to be impacted by much of what we see happening around us. And we must be ready for the time to come. What you have seen happening at Liberty University and with its president, which was, I'm sure, going on for a while in secret, was exposed for a reason. And there are so many other elements just like that in so many other institutions that ultimately will be exposed for a reason. We need to make sure that we're standing on the side of God, that we're making the right decisions always, so that we might indeed represent Him in every detail of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to lead us in the path of righteousness. We recognize that Satan seeks to embarrass, seeks to turn us aside from that which is right, and to encourage us to not just embarrass ourselves, but to discourage those who are around us and who respect those who are in leadership positions. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength that is necessary so that we might walk with you and stand with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, October the 24th, 2020.